jet cocoon geometry in the optically dark, very high energy gamma ray burst 2012160C, by L. Rhodes et al. We present the results of a radio observing campaign on GRB 2012160C, combined with publicly available optical and X-ray data. The detection of very high energy, VHE, greater than 100 GeV, emission by MAGIC makes this the fifth VHE GRB at time of publication. Comparison between the optical and X-ray light curves show that GRB 2012160C is a dark GRB, i.e. the optical emission is significantly absorbed and is fainter than expected from the X-ray detections. Our E-Merlin data also shows evidence of diffractive interstellar scintillation. We can study the column density along the line of sight to the GRB in both the host galaxy, from the damped optical light curve, and the Milky Way, via scintillation studies. We find that the afterglow is best modeled using a jet cocoon geometry within a stellar wind environment. Fitting the data with a multi-component model, we estimate that the optical, X-ray and higher frequency radio data before 25 days originates from an ultra-relativistic jet with an isotropic equivalent kinetic energy of 0.6 to 10, x 10 carat 52 erg and an opening angle of 1 to 9 day. The lower frequency radio emission detected by Meerkat, from day 28 onwards, is produced by the cocoon with a kinetic energy that is between 2 and 7 orders of magnitude lower, 0.02 to 50, x 10 carat 48 erg. The energies of the two components are comparable to those derived in simulations of such scenarios. This was jet cocoon geometry in the optically dark, very high energy gamma ray burst 2012160C, by L. Rhodes et al.